This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 113, how to write a cutthroat concluding paragraph on your IELTS exam. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show.
In today's IELTS Energy episode, we're going to talk about exactly how to write your conclusion and why it gets you that 7.
Hey, Jessica, what's shaking?
Hey, Lindsay, I have awesome news.
Oh my God, I'm excited to hear it. What's your news? Let us know your news. Our listeners want to know.
I graduated, you could say, from physical therapy a couple days ago. So that means that I can do like almost everything with my knee that I want to do.
Yay, round of applause.
Yay!
That's awesome.
And then,
awesome.
Of course, that day I was so excited. I did everything in one day, and then I was so sore yesterday.
Right.
I could like barely walk. My legs hurt so bad.
Yeah, you binged. You binged on exercise.
I totally did. I was like, oh yeah, I'll go for a bike ride, and then I'll do all my jumping exercises, and then oh, it was bad.
Well, it's like we were just saying, you know, exercising just feels really good in the brain and the body. Like, we need that change of pace. Our brains need exercise. And so for our listeners, you know, we want to encourage you guys to throw that into your IELTS routine and your daily life. You know, you need to give your brain a chance to get out there and get active and absorb what you've been learning. Right, Jessica?
For sure. I learn so much better and I produce so much better if I have some exercise like every day, you know, because if I don't, like, for me, exercise is meditative. Is that the right
word?
Meditative.
Because
like I put in some music, like some loud rock music or dance music. And then I just like go for it. And then you have this burst of energy and there's no worries in your head. You're just totally in the moment. So. Break up your routine like that. And then when you go back to work or back to studying, you're going to be just like so much ready to use your brain, more ready to use your brain.
Oh, it's incredible. Like, or when you come back from a solid weekend of not being online and not working or not working for our listeners, not working on their schoolwork or even not working on IELTS. Maybe you take 2 days off if you really need it. You know, in our study plans, that's what we recommend, taking a couple of days off or one day off a week, right? When we come back, we feel so refreshed.
Yeah, so much better. And then you want to get back to work or study.
Yeah.
You know, if I force myself to not do any work at all, you know, just stay offline, focus on whatever's around me for a couple of days. Like I get a little bit bored, like towards the end. I was like, okay, I need to work again.
I know, that's a terrible feeling, right? When you're just sitting around, I want to check my email. I actually want to check my email, but it's the weekend. Like, what's wrong with me? Right.
No, it's good. It's good. You need to change it up. Variety is the spice of life, as they say.
That's what they say. I like that. So, Jessica, let's talk about writing, your favorite topic, I think. I think you really love the writing test, right?
On
the IELTS
writing.
Exam. Yeah.
Totally.
Let's talk about it. So we had a listener write in, and our listener asked us about how to write a concluding paragraph for the writing test.
Yeah. So, in past episodes, guys, you can refer back to episode 78 because we talk about how to organize body paragraphs.
Yep.
And then, of course, the introduction we talk about in episode 75. So these, review those episodes, okay? And that leads you into the conclusion. So
just to
summarize quickly what you guys need to know before entering the conclusion land. First, you need to pass through introduction and Bodyville. So,
sure.
So the introduction, guys, you start off just giving general overall statements about the topic, introducing the opinions. It's all very general. And give your main idea of the essay, the thesis statement. And then the body paragraphs are organized by opinion, usually, right? The for and against. You give strong examples and details, very specific. So that leads us into the body. Okay. Just to remind you.
Into the introduction. Yeah.
Into the conclusion.
Okay.
So, the body, guys, the body is the most important part of these IELTS essays. That's where all of your strong ideas are, your specific ideas, the good vocabulary, the complex sentences, all that stuff's in the body. So the conclusion should actually only be two or three sentences.
Okay, that makes it easy, so we can keep it nice and short.
Yeah, yeah. Because the essay's short. It's only 250 words.
Okay, so what do we put in those two or three sentences then, in the conclusion?
Yeah, so start your conclusion with some sort of phrase, like, in conclusion. But, guys, that's kind of boring. Like, everybody right? says in conclusion. So I like to say, in sum. It sounds okay. like nice. Formal and British. In sum.
It does.
So, in sum, or in summary, or to conclude is
ooh,
also
I like
nice.
That better than in conclusion. I think in conclusion is probably very common here in the U.S. when we write academic papers. That's why uh-huh. we're so bored with that, I think.
Exactly.
With that chunk. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, when we describe a band score 6 students and band score 7 students, a band score 6 student is good. You know, you can get the stuff done. So that's a person that would say in conclusion. A band score 7 student is someone who goes beyond the textbook, beyond the classroom. So that is someone that will say in sum or to conclude.
If you have an academic goal or a career dream and the IELTS is required to get to that dream, you have no time to waste, guys. We have a checklist to show you the 7 easy steps to get to a 7 or higher as quickly as possible. Go to allearsenglish.com/SEVEN to download it now for free. Oh, that's really interesting because I feel like I would start an academic essay with in conclusion if I didn't know the rules here. I feel like right? I would do that.
Yeah. Well, that's what comes to mind first. And you know
that's
what
we just, use.
That means it's the most common and therefore the least interesting.
Exactly.
You know, so you're not going to get a 7 if you just use that stuff.
Good call. I like that. Yeah. Important. Okay. And so what comes after that first sentence? So we have in sum or in summary or to conclude and then what?
Yeah, so you say to conclude, and then you have like a one sentence summary of your main ideas. So, let's say, for example, that that you have to write about, the government should make everybody exercise.
Yeah.
I'm exercise on the brain. I can't like get away from it. Okay. So, maybe that's your point of view that you're, you know, supporting. So you could say to conclude, the government should, pass a law requiring citizens to exercise to, alleviate the obesity epidemic.
Yeah.
Wow, that was fancy. So that sort of like, that summarizes your body. But guys, remember, don't repeat the same words. You must paraphrase. Okay. Ooh,
and we did another episode on paraphrasing. So if you guys come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com, we did a great episode. If you type in the search bar paraphrase, you'll get that episode.
Yeah. So you need to show that you have enough vocabulary to not repeat yourself, right? You can say the same thing in another way. So paraphrase your main ideas. And then that could take 1 or 2 sentences. And then in the last sentence, you should give your opinion about the future of this problem. Okay. Ooh. So in our introduction episode, I recommended starting out with describing the history of the problem, right? Mm-hmm. So saying like, in the past decade, obesity has become a major issue or whatever. Mm-hmm. So then in the last sentence, you talk about the future and you could say, don't say in my opinion, because that's super boring. what could we say instead of in my opinion? What's a more interesting way to say that?
What about saying it is my belief that maybe
ooh,
that
that could work.
Ooh. I like that. That's a fancy one. We're giving listeners so many fancy phrases today.
We are. They're going to be so much smarter after listening to IELTS Energy.
Oh my God. Tell all your friends, guys, listen to IELTS Energy and we make you smarter. That's the message. Okay. Right. So then you say, it is my belief that, or it is my firm belief that.
Ooh, I like that better. Yeah.
If we do not tackle the problem of obesity now, in the future, the life expectancy will decrease or so, I don't know, whatever. Ooh. So God, it's so depressing. But just like a general, you know, future prediction of the topic. I just think it's a nice way to, structure the essay. Like you start with a sentence about the past and then you talk about the whole present and the body. And then you end with a sentence about the future. That just seems organized to me.
Yeah. And it's just so smart to follow a formula, guys. You really just, it's really not that hard. If we know what the formula is, we just plug it in and move forward. And then the key is just practicing.
Exactly. Exactly. So, in our course, I give you the outline for the essay, and that's the outline you use for every single question. Okay. Mm. I have looked at millions and gazillions of IELTS questions for task one and task two. And so I know exactly what you need to do for every question, right? Awesome. Like we have a system and you just follow these three steps for everything IELTS gives you. And then that significantly decreases your anxiety because you're like, I can do it. Anything you ask, I can write about.
That's right. And also decreases your study time. And we know that study time is a big issue for our listeners. Exactly. Our listeners are adults. They have families. They have children. They have things to do. You know, we're not just high school kids here that can have all the time in the world, right?
Oh, I wish. Oh my gosh.
I wish.
These kids on their summer vacations right now. Just, so jealous. God.
What a life. What a life.
So yeah, I mean, you guys are busy, right? So if you have a strategy and a system that works and you're confident in it, it just do it. Just follow just that. Just do what that says.
That's it.
And then you don't have to look at other courses or practice five different essays. Exactly. Cause I feel like that's one of the ways, that teachers justify their curriculum or justify having an IELTS class last for 3 months or something is because,
that's,
you know,
so weird.
They'll take like a month just to cover task two and teach you four different essays. Like that's ridiculous. Like you don't need that.
Yeah. That's so weird that, you know, courses that are physically located at schools often are trying to fill time, whereas online courses are often trying to save time and make people's lives more efficient or make the process more efficient. Isn't that interesting? I wonder which is going to win out in the end.
Well, and shoot. I mean, if I look at the IELTS classes advertised, at least in my area, they're way more expensive than general English classes. I mean, test prep classes are pricey.
Yeah.
Like, what? I don't know. 500 for a month to 1,000. It could easily be 1,200 for like a 5-week class.
Wow.
Like, that's ridiculous.
Wow. Yeah.
So much money.
Yeah. That's a lot of money. Yeah. And the idea is to save time, not to expand time, right? It's not to, to fill up time. It's not to come up with busy work to fill up time. So, well, at least today we know how, after today's episode, we know how to write that concluding paragraph. We've given you guys a couple of hints, but if you do want to go into more depth and really practice this with Jessica's formula, you can come to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and get into the trial. Watch the video on the homepage and get into the trial for 3 days for just $1. And then you can decide if it's right for you.
Awesome.
Jessica, thanks for hanging out today and letting us know how to write this concluding paragraph because we can't finish the essay without a solid conclusion.
Yeah, it's very important to show that you can organize your ideas, you can progress your ideas, and fitting in one last opinion is going to push you toward that 7 as well. So, yeah.
You got it.
Follow my plan. You can do it.
The queen of IELTS.
Oh, I like that. Royalty.
We might have to bring that back again. The queen of IELTS. I like it. All right. Well, I'll see you tomorrow, Jessica.
All right. Have a good day, Lindsay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.